And welcome to the latest episode of Classroom Radio.
Hip, hip, hooray!
So here's what we're going to do. I've got, did everyone get their questions in?
Yeah.
All right, so I've got 13 questions, 13 names, 13 students, and we're all ready for this. It is Friday, October 27th, and my first guest is Devonte. Come on up to the guest. Now, Devonte, so to let our legions of listeners know, I had each of my 13 students who are here today, 22 students are at St. Francis right now, and high school that is, and they're shadowing. So Devonte, I want to know, are you ready to answer what could possibly be your own question?
Sure.
All right, well, here we go. Devonte, who is your favorite teacher?
Let's see, Jeff. I can't answer this one sincerely without hurting a teacher's feelings.
You're not going to hurt my feelings. Go ahead. Who is your favorite teacher? Now, you've been here since when? What year did you start here?
Fifth grade.
Okay, so from all the teachers, and that can include extension, PE, any of the other teachers. Okay. Who's one of your favorites?
Let's see.
Go ahead. And I'll tell you this, you can't say me as an answer.
Okay.
I know you're like, I wasn't going to say you.
Let's see. Mr. Valenga.
Mr. Valenga. What was it about Mr. Valenga that you like? Because I miss having him as a colleague.
We had a lot of interesting classes with him.
And that was your fifth grade teacher, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you know that Mr. Valenga was almost going to be our Spanish teacher here?
That would have been
He was almost going to be our Spanish teacher, but unfortunately, we had an opening in fifth grade, and so that's why they had him teach fifth grade. All right. Well, Mr. Valenga, if you hear this, we miss you terribly. Bringing up next, we have Preston. Come on up.
I love you, Preston.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Yes.
Preston. Preston, did you have Mr. Valenga?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, and do you miss him?
Yeah, I miss him.
He was a good teacher. All right. Well, what I want to know is what is the funnest day you've ever had? Let's see, most recently, what was the most fun day you've had in eighth grade?
Probably today because we got to just lounge around all, morning. We didn't have to do any work. Second of all, phew, no girls.
Yeah!
And third of all, we got a tour of the basement.
Okay, so this morning we did our morning of service. What were the three places that you had to go for your morning of service?
I went to second grade, and then TK, and then the library.
Okay, it wasn't just lounging around doing that. You were helping, and I had a lot of the teachers say how thankful they were, especially those of you who were out there. So good job. Thank you, Preston. All right, next, Milo, come on up. Mixing up our questions.
My
Milo.
Body is ready.
I've always wanted to know this, so I'm glad that this person wrote this question because I've always been interested in knowing the answer to this question from all of my students in my entire teaching career. What shampoo do you use? Which shampoo do you use? First of all, use shampoo?
Of course, I use shampoo.
Okay. Do you know the name brand that you use?
No, I don't.
You don't?
I remember the bottle was green, I think. It had a green top.
Do you just use whatever your folks get?
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
That's
fair
toddler enough. Body.
All right. Now, Milo, doesn't know. Raise your hand if you're in the same boat as Milo. You do not know the name of the name brand of the shampoo you use. All right, so we got a couple of people. All right. Well, thank you very much. Milo, that's your homework for the weekend. Find out the name of all cleansing products that you have in your house. Not just shampoo, but everything.
I take it all in my hair.
All right, let's bring up next. My next guest, Jack. Now, to the person who wrote this question, I want to thank you because it proves that you listen to me sometimes, some of the silly things that I say. Because this is a term that I say. So who is your bestest friendest?
Bestest friendest in the whole widest world is Philip.
And Alex.
His runner is black.
And Philip, and which means that now 11 people's hearts are broken right now.
Screw you,
Jeff. I mean, I've never seen so many angry students. All right. Hold on. You're not done, Jeff. What's something, in your opinion, now this could be for Phil, for anyone. In your opinion, what's the definition of a best friend? What does that mean to you?
They laugh at you when you get hurt, but then they help you after.
They laugh at you when you get hurt, but then they... Now, what's the benefit of laughing at you when you get hurt, though?
Because it makes memories, and it's, like, funny in the moment, and then you can laugh about it later, but then also you help them after because you care for them.
That's fantastic. All right, good job. Excellent. All right, let's bring up Carter.
Yeah!
All right, Carter. Tougher question than it may seem.
Oh.
It's your favorite movie / series.
Mm.
Now, it can be a favorite film. It can be a favorite series. It can be anything. And right now, I'm going to ask that the studio audience is quiet. Favorite movie / series.
I really like Dumb and Dumber.
One more time?
Dumb and Dumber.
Okay. Oh, you really like Dumb and Dumber? Now, do you like the sequel? Because the sequel isn't very good.
I didn't like it. Me personally.
Don't watch the sequel. Stick to the original. What is it about Dumb and Dumber that you like?
I don't know. It's dumb. You know what I mean?
Okay.
It's just something that you can chill out and you don't have to really pay attention to.
Favorite scene in that movie?
I like when they're in his little dog mobile. It's just this dirty, disgusting...
What's the most annoying... What's the most annoying sound in the world?
Can you make it?
You don't know the answer to that question?
Oh,
who knows it? Those of you who've seen Dumb and Dumber, what's the most annoying sound in the world? Huh? All right, that's your homework for the weekend.
All right.
Watch that film. Find out what the most annoying sound in the world, and be ready to make that sound when I call it. All right, John, come on up. Once again, you guys came up with some good questions. You came up with some good. Now, it's in quotes, so I don't know how to interpret that. Your favorite chore. So, John, do you have chores at home that you're in charge of?
Yeah.
Okay, do you have a... I'm sure it'd be easy to come up with your least favorite. What would be your favorite chore, the chore that you don't mind doing? It's a tough question.
Sure is. I guess walking my dog.
Walking your dog. You know what? I'm very similar. That's my time. How many dogs do you own?
Only one.
One. I love walking my dogs because that's my time that I have to myself, and it's a very peaceful. I'm either listening to a podcast or I'm just, you know, spending that time alone. That's awesome. I love that. Good job. Excellent answer to an excellent question. Thank you, John. Let's bring Lorenzo up. I have to say, once again, I'm really impressed with these questions. These are great questions for a podcast. So, Lorenzo, and I'm trying to think of my, it might be a similar answer to what I answered with John there. What's your favorite thing to do during your downtime? So basically, there's no homework, it's just time for yourself.
Play video games.
What's a video game? What's a video game that you that you're into right now? Thank you.
It varies from time to time.
Yeah. Is there a current one that you're playing? Do you play more than... Now I'm just going off here. Do you play more than one video game at a time, or do you just stick with one video game for a week or so and then move on to the next?
I kind of just, like, stick to one for, like, a week.
Okay.
Like, a week or so.
Is there one that you're currently playing? Being distracted by our studio audience.
Yeah. Don't
worry, when Alex gets his turn, we
move. Right now I'm still like choosing, trying to find a game that I want to play.
Okay, fair enough. So video games is how you spend your downtime.
Yeah.
Hands up if you answer similar. Video games is a way to spend downtime. Good job. All right, thank you, Lorenzo. Let's bring up my next guest. Rapid fire. Dez, come on up. All right, kind of a similar question to what we had before, but we might have a different answer. What is your favorite movie?
Gran Turismo.
What is it about that you like that?
It's about race cars. I really like race cars.
And how old is that film? Do you know?
It came out like a month ago.
Oh, it came out. Is this something that's still in the theaters?
It just came out of theaters.
Okay. Did you see it in the theater?
Yeah, I watched it with my sister and my friends. Yeah,
that's something. Do you think that people still take the time to go to theaters, or they just wait for it to be streaming? What's your experience?
Kind of. I mean, the theater that I went to, we had it all to ourselves, so.
That's a cool experience, because I think that I miss people going to theaters. Have you ever been to a drive-in movie? Drive-in movies would be awesome, because you take your car, and you're like in a big parking lot, and there's a big giant screen, and then it used to be they'd have these little speakers that you would put inside your window, and you listen, and now you have to tune your radio to it. But, like, I think people are missing out by not going to movie theaters, so I'm glad to hear you went to a movie theater. I'll have to check out that film. Good job, Dez. Coming up next, Britain. Ooh, this could be controversial. I don't know. I mean, we may need to put a parental rating for the arguments that could transpire from this question. Britain. What is your favorite ice cream flavor? I'm saying there's going to be some arguments here.
Think about it.
First of all, Britton, do you like ice cream?
Yes.
Okay. Are you I stick to one type of flavor, or are you just like eggs? Okay, so let's talk. Instead of what is your favorite, what is a favorite?
Sherbet.
any particular flavor of sherbet?
Lime.
Lime sherbet. Okay. All right. Are you ready for controversy?
Yes.
You can only pick one. Chocolate or vanilla?
Think about this.
Vanilla.
Vanilla. How many of you are on vanilla? Britton, I knew there was a reason why I liked you. All right, here we go. Alex, come on up. Alex, here we go. Same question as we had before, but a different answer. I'm going to say do not. I present company is excluded from this, because I know your answer is going to be me. But aside from me, Alex, who's a favorite teacher of yours that you've had here at St. Francis?
I probably have to say Mr. Gladney.
Mr. Gladney. That's fantastic. What is it about Mr. Gladney that you appreciate?
He usually, like, the homework is very light and there's not much. And, like, he just lets us do, like, homework and then being in stuff like that.
So you have a lot of flexibility what you can do. How about the way that he interacts with you, teacher to student?
Out of school, I went to Oregon with him for my brother's track stuff.
So. Oh, okay. So there's that connection there. Well, that's awesome. I'm sure that a lot of people would answer that Mr. Gladney is one of their favorite teachers here, and you. Hopefully you have teachers who are like that in high school as well. So good job, Alex. Excellent answer. You're an excellent answer. Oscar, you're up. Down to our final three questions. Oh, I'm saving that one for last. That's a very controversial. I'm taking a look at these questions. All right. What is 17 to the power of 2 divided by 3.8943 to the... All right. Kind of funny because math. What are your opinions of math?
It's pretty easy.
Pretty easy?
If you think about it.
Would you say that math is one of your favorite subjects?
Probably.
Probably? Okay. And what is it, what's one of your favorite things to do in math? Like a favorite type of problem, favorite area of math, geometry, algebra, whatever.
I like addition and subtraction because that's easy.
Okay. Oh, yeah. That's the way that it worked, the way your brain works with it. All right, awesome. Easy. Excellent job. We have two more guests. Two more guests. Harry, come on up.
Let's go, Harry.
Now, I'm going to amend this question. Because it's asking who's your least favorite student in our class. I'm not going to have you answer that because we're not going to have anything, anyone's feelings hurt. But
if it's a growing district.
I'm going to flip this around. What are some qualities that make a person undesirable as a friend? What are things that, like, if whether it's jealousy, rudeness, or bullying behavior, what is a very undesirable quality in a friend for you?
I think that as a friend, like someone who treats you back and expects the same from you, but like if I were to treat a friend one way and I don't like accept them to treat me back that way, it's and they don't like have the reciprocating of a friend, then I wouldn't consider them.
That's an excellent answer. Thank you. Very good. Awesome job. All right, we've got one final guest and one final question, and it is possibly one of the most controversial. I thought Britton's question was controversial. This one is reeking with controversy. And my final guest, Philip, come on up. Part of me is wondering if you wrote this question.
No, sir.
Have you heard your question already?
Yes, sir.
No.
Right. Philip, first of all, thank you for saying sir. I really appreciate that. Philip, I'm...
Nice socks on your pants.
You and I may... you and I may be on opposing views to this. Is a hot dog a taco or sandwich? I'm gonna amend this a bit. Is a hot dog a sandwich, Philip?
Dan, this is hard to answer. On one hand, you see, you've got all the liberals saying that it's not a sandwich, you know? But you've got two pieces of bread and a sheboygan boy in the middle. But it's a piece of meat between two slices of bread. That's what a sandwich is. It's just connected. And then on the other hand, you've got people like me who are smart. You see, the sandwich, the bread may be connected, but you put meat in the middle, it's still a sandwich. You see, sometimes you don't cut your bagels through fully, but then you put turkey in it, it's still a bagel sandwich, Dan. And my answer is, yes, it is a sandwich.
And I don't know, I may disagree with Phil, but I don't know if I can argue his sense of logic. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Classroom Radio!